Oh yeah, Fan Club Knife here on Today FM. Hello, boys.
Hello.
How are you guys keeping?
Not too bad, man.
Pretty
good. Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this, and I really enjoy the last single as well, All Fall Down. Big fan of that. So the last time I saw you, we were in Mike the Pies in the Stall, tearing things absolutely asunder.
Yeah.
Hell of a gig. Hell of a gig once again, as always. And you've got a load of gigs lined up, quite a few in England actually coming up. So you've got Trees Festival, Truck Festival, Sunflower Festival as well. Are you playing some of the circuits and the festivals in Ireland as well?
No, actually, we're not doing any Irish festivals this year. We're just doing a lot of the UK ones, and then we're going to do some support slots and stuff like that. But we're holding back a lot of the Irish festivals for next year for a massive reason.
Yeah, I gathered as much. The new EP, I'm really liking this.
Cheers, man.
This is kind of like about an infatuation with love. I'm right in saying that.
Yeah. It's about kind of like, I got really, really infatuated with it last year, but like in a kind of way that's like, it's not just about like, you know, loving a person. It's about loving like anything. You know, you can kind of get, you know, addicted to anything, you know, and that's kind of what the true love meaning kind of came out for me, you know.
Yeah, I really like it though. And some of the tracks that are on here, Knife, Heart as a Landmine, Smoother, Sweeter Forever, and High are tracks on that. That is a banger of a single, High as well.
Cheers,
I know,
man.
Yeah, I really, really like that. Because I remember the last time you played it, I was like, can I have that track? Which I've been, I haven't got yet, you know what I mean? But Knife is the current single. If you liked what you heard, do check it out. Very different as well. We were talking about things that are strange that you've seen at festivals.
Yeah.
And you and I, like, you guys and I, we've been to a lot of festivals together. I got the tattoo to prove it, you know what I mean? I'm very proud of that. But what is the strangest thing any of you have seen at a festival?
I was at Download in the UK a few years ago, and between the arena where the music's on and the camping site, there's it was like a Formula One racetrack.
Wow.
And one of the nights, you kind of have to walk across it to get back to the tents. And one night we were walking back, and there was a bunch of people kind of circling around two lads. And I went over for a closer look, and they were playing chess, and everyone around was chanting, chess. Yeah, for like 5 minutes, not knowing actually how to play chess, but just enjoying kind of like the absurdity of it all. Like,
I mean, that's it. The most postmodern SH1T that it is. That's when everyone loves it. Like, you know, the stranger the thing, the stranger the attraction, the more likely you are to get someone to go to it.
Exactly.
Men with unfortunate hats. I've got quite a few texts in about that too as well. There's always the dude with the beanie, not like your beanie now, but one of these kind of like, it looks like a pixie hat.
Oh, yeah,
with all these bits coming out. Yeah.
But it's, you know, it looks cool, you know, it's the whole hip thing, you know, it's what all the kids are doing, you know.
Festival chic.
Yeah. Festival chic is exactly the term. So listen, any other big plans that you want to tell me about? Have we got a new album coming up on the horizon shortly after this EP?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna get a record out early next year.
Lovely.
Yeah, we've been recording constantly, so we kind of have an arsenal of music ready to drop.
Yeah, well, I have to say it though, like, in fairness, since I got to know you guys originally back in the Bullhead days, and then bringing that forward, like, definitely you can hear the production values coming on the songs, particularly with that last single, Knife. So the best of luck with that. If you're out there, get download it now. Check out the lads' Fan Club. You will get them all online, Fan Club Band. Now, you're going to do a cover for me.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so tell us what you're going to do.
I'm going to do an acoustic rendition of Heartshaped Box by Nirvana.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fan Club and Heartshaped Box.
She has me like a Pisces when I been locked inside your heart-shaped box for 4 weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetar pit trap. I wish I could eat your cancer well. Turn black. Hey, wait, I've got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your priceless advice. Hey, wait, I've got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your
get your cancer when you turn black.
Absolutely loving that from Fan Club. Remember to check out the lads on fanclubofficial.com. A big up to Gavin Blake on sound, who's been absolutely exceptional, to Steve O'Dara and Kev as well. Thanks so much for coming in. Do check out the latest single as well.